This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For this Saturday's horse show, I spoke with Dr. Nicole Gilbert, a veterinarian, who is going to be hosting some sessions about horse care at the Heartland Equine Horse Center.
Yeah, that's right. At our clinic, we're trying to have client educational seminars. And we're trying to go with the third Thursday of every month to kind of get it in your brain. So we're going to have different topics. The one coming up, it's going to be on April 17th, and it's at 6 p.m., and the topic is Emergency 101. So every month we're going to try to have a different topic for client education. And like I said, this month is basically covering emergency situations and what owners can do at the farm before the vet comes, or what to do to decide, is this something I should call the vet about, or can I handle it myself?
All right. Now, what are some things that would qualify as an emergency situation that you've come across?
So the big thing with horses is colic. Colic just means a bellyache. It's abdominal pain. And so it could come from a huge range of things. The common signs are pawing, laying down, not eating. So horses can do everything from look mildly uncomfortable to really violent. So there's a huge range. What we tell people is basically if you notice a horse is going off feed or looking a little bit uncomfortable, to take them for a walk. Get them to move around and kind of reassess, peek in on them every hour and see how they're doing. If they work out of it, great. If they get more uncomfortable or you come across them and they're very, you know, really uncomfortable, then you need to call us right away. Horses, they cannot vomit. And anatomically, it doesn't come out. So what we need to do is make sure we pass a tube down their nose into their stomach and just make sure there's nothing extra built up. And we can give them medications and kind of help them through depending on what the problem is. Like I said, colic can just be, you know, gas situation where horses go out on grass and it's a different type of diet, especially with all the spring grass coming up right now. So that's a possibility. Other ones, you can actually have a twist or parts of the intestine can go out of place. So there's a huge range of things that can happen. So that's one type of emergency. Some other things are eye emergencies. If your horse has a big swollen eye or it's tearing a lot and it doesn't look comfortable, eyes are always considered an emergency. They can have a scratch on their eye, and if you let it go too long, they can have a big infection that is the road is very long and very expensive to clear up. So that's something that a lot of people don't think about. It's quite an emergency. And then some other things are lacerations. You know, if you have a horse that has a wound somewhere, you know, if it's deep or bleeding or it's pretty lengthy, then that's something you need to call us out for to sew it up and kind of see what it goes into. So, yeah, those are just some basic emergencies that we commonly see.
It seems like you're covering all the bases here, and I can see how all of those are extremely important, lacerations being the very obvious one. The
yeah.
Eyes, I'm sure if you have a horse that competes a lot, it's very, very important that they have their sight. And also colic. And for colic, did you just briefly want to touch on why it's so important to get the horse moving?
So what can happen is you know, along the GI tract, something can get stopped up. You know, they can get like a gas bubble or something that makes them uncomfortable. So what we want to do is try to get them out and move around a little bit, take them for a walk. What'll happen is the GI tract can help kind of push things along, whether they start, you know, passing gas, which is great, or if the bowel is spasming a little bit, it can help that as well. And so by moving them around, you're helping move everything around. And so basically it can make them more comfortable by things passing and, you know, the bowel stops spasming and stops being so painful. You know, what we do is tell you to take them for a 15, 20-minute walk around, and then you can put them back into the stall or put them back into their little pen and then reassess how they're doing. If they still look the same, you can take them for another walk. And if they get worse, give us a call. If they get better, then just keep an eye on them, you know, and they can go for another walk or two. It's always important to make sure that horses are drinking really, really well. They can get behind in fluids, and they can kind of dry up inside and get an impaction. So that's another type. It's just kind of a big, hard mass of compressed, you know, manure that dries out, and that gets really uncomfortable on the GI lining. So that can make them pretty painful.
All right.
Yeah.
And you said that this is going to be kind of just one of many sessions to follow. Do you know what you're expecting to cover in the future?
So I think we're going to talk about one of them, I think, is going to be like body condition score. So that's our term for how fat or skinny your horse is. So different horses, you know, different breeds tend to be on the heavier side and others tend to be on the lighter side. And also age has something to do with it. So it's going to help owners kind of look at their horse and have a few things on their list to actually like point out and kind of assess themselves and decide, do I need to cut my horse back on different types of feed or should I be adding certain things and kind of evaluate it. Another one we've done in the past, which we might do again, is dentistry. Dentistry is very important. Horses grow their teeth out continuously. And so, you know, horses are meant to be grazing constantly. But, you know, horses nowadays are inside a little bit more. They eat more grain than natural horses do, you know, out in the wild. So what happens is sometimes they can wear their teeth abnormally, and they get sharp points. And they can get so sharp that they can actually cause ulcers in the mouth. And that's the reason that horses can go off feed as well. So when a horse is uncomfortable when they're eating, they won't eat as much, and so it can actually cause a horse to lose weight, okay? And they're also not able to grind up their food as much. So it's really important that every few years, you know, depending on what your horse does, horses that compete quite a bit and have bits and things inside of their mouth, it's really important to get them done about once a year. Other horses that are kind of, you know, pleasure horses that just don't, you know, have to work constantly and have a lot of bit and metal in their mouth, basically, they can go about every, like, 2 to 3 years is fine. So it's pretty important to do that, and so I think we'll have educational talk on that maybe down the road. And also, you know, talking about having a really safe environment to work in. You know, when we come out and the horse is not, you know, we can't even touch it. You know, that's not okay. If we can't even take a temperature, that's not okay. You know, we have to work with clients and talk to them about how important it is to have a safe workplace, especially for emergencies and otherwise. But an area that's safe, and also what we need to do, basics that your horse needs to be cooperative enough to work on them. Because we're not able to do a full physical or assess the situation if it's not safe for us, you know, or the owner or the horse. So that's a big thing that we'll work on. So topics like that, the third Thursday of every month, that's what we're planning on.
All right. And safety is always very important to everyone who works around any sort of animal.
Absolutely, especially ones that are 1,000 pounds and more.
Right, very, yeah. Very true. And for these sessions, are they going to be geared to newer horse owners, veteran horse owners, the whole encompassing everyone who owns a horse?
Absolutely, everyone. You know, people that have had horses for years, new horse owners, pony clubbers, I mean, everything, and people interested in getting a horse, it would be good for them to start coming to these educational seminars. If they're looking at purchasing one, you know, or getting into it, it's really important. So everyone and anyone, and, you know, it's about, we're going to start them at 6 o'clock, and we'll go through kind of a talk, and then we'll be able to answer questions. So, yeah.
Sounds great. Now, just one more time, can you go over the when and where of these meetings? Just one more time.
Sure. So it's at Heartland Equine Health Center, and that's located at 6000 Industrial Road in Curran. And if you're on 72, it's just a mile off of the Wabash exit, so very close. And they're going to be the third Thursday of every month. And this month, it's April 17th, and they're going to start at 7 p.m., and the topic is Emergency 101.
All right. And does anyone need to RSVP to these things, or can they just show up?
Nope, come on down.
All right, yep. Sounds great. Well, Dr. Gilbert, is there anything you would like to add before we go here today?
No, I think we've kind of covered the basics, and I'm looking forward to, you know, I've been at this practice for a few weeks now, so I keep meeting new clients. I'm excited to see more faces down here, so it'd be great.
Again, that was veterinarian Nicole Gilbert. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.